Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. Before starting the our session, we'll raise the issue of renewable energy and sustainable development and climate change. And before moving to the different presentations, let me start by presenting my guests. Ladies first, on my right, we have Mrs. Dominique Campana. Ms. Campana, she is the head of the International Cooperation Department at the French agency ADEME, which is the agency for environment and energy efficiency. On my extreme right, we have our colleague, Mr. Posisayev. Mr. Posisayev, he is the director of the Energy Center in Moscow, and it's a center under UNESCO auspices. On my left, we have Mr. Said Moulin, whom I would like really to thank because he is just landing. He landed a few minutes ago and he rushed here to the conference room. Mr. Moulin, he is the director of the Agency for the Development of Renewable Energies and the Energy Efficiency in Morocco. And on the extreme left, we have Mr. Cipriano Marin. Mr. Cipriano Marin, he is also a special guest as he is one of the founders of the 100% renewable energy in the islands. Before going to the presentations, we have tried to invite our guests. As you know, we have this year, in December in France, in a few days from now, the COP21. And I do believe that Mrs. Campana will say a few words on this. And on my left, we have the representative from the host country of the COP22, which will take place next year in Morocco. Now, I think that we start our presentations, and I will start myself by putting the scene with also a few words about this session issue. First of all, I want to start by the main international energy challenges. The first one, maybe you have all heard about, we had at the UN General Assembly a few weeks ago, the UN General Assembly adopted a new set of sustainable development targets, and for the first time, the energy is one of the sustainable development objectives. It's the goal number 7, ensure access to affordable, reliable, sustainable, and modern energy for all. The other challenge, which is directly linked or related to energy, is the climate change and all what's happening and the other environmental concerns. A third concern is the access to affordable energy supply and access. I will say a few words about. And maybe you have also heard about an initiative that has been adopted last year by the UN General Assembly, which concerns, in fact, a decade, 2014-2024, to promote the access to sustainable energy for all. And finally, I do believe that one of the main issues that's linked to all what I was listing before, is the energy efficiency, how to make our use to energy being efficient, and how also to get a diversified access to the different form of energy sources and uses. Energy is a critical issue. If you look to the conception in the developing countries, you see that in the developing countries, we have a very, very low conception of energy. meaning that we have a serious problem when we know that development is directly linked to the energy consumption. Here is a critical issue. When we look to the human development indicators, we see that energy is correlated to all the different human development indicators, meaning that we cannot achieve or we cannot meet the human development unless we tackle the energy issue. The developing countries must expand the electricity infrastructure 3 to 4 times just to meet their sustainable development goals, I mean the basic need for that. And as we are just in a few days having the UN climate summit, the success of the UN climate summit in December will depend on how new national pledges to reduce emission can be integrated into an international framework. And this is, from my point of view, one of the key issues that we have to look for, and we will see how things will develop, and I hope we will succeed in doing so. To put it in figures, if we look to the electricity access over the world, we see that we have, at least in 2 regions, one is Africa, and the second one is Southeast Asia. In the sub-Saharan Africa, we have today something around 70% of the population that do not have access to electricity. Serious concern. We cannot talk about sustainable development, about any human development indicators and so on, unless we tackle this issue. And this is one of the serious concerns. We have a similar problem in Southeast Asia. And here, renewable energies can play the role. If the situation is in this part of the world that worse, and if we look to the solar potential, and only the solar potential, I am presenting only the solar potential, we see that that part of the world, which is Africa, is blessed with the highest potential of solar, meaning that this locally available energy source can respond to that energy needs. Building a knowledge base is a critical issue for all this. Let me say a few words about our strategy. UNESCO strategy, of course, it builds on its achievement, and one has just to go back in the history to see that UNESCO, since the 50s, was promoting the use of renewable energies. At that time, there was no climate problem, there was no energy problem, and so on, but still it was promoted to ensure the development of regions that do not have access to electricity, and one of them was Africa, which is now Africa is a priority for UNESCO. Building capacities and the knowledge base. This was initiated through a program that we have launched a few years ago called GRIT program, which is Global Renewable Energy Education and Training Program. And also to ensure access to energy, to ensure the sharing of knowledge and so on, the sharing of the scientific knowledge as well as the best practices is also of high importance. And finally, the promotion of renewable energy policies. How to make it going on the ground? Most of the countries that are interested in doing so, but from where to start? To do so, you need to get frameworks, you need to get national policies to do so. And this is one of the reasons that push us going also in that direction. Science and technology. If we look to the renewable energy science and technology, I can tell you that this could be very much easier. I'm talking about renewable energy. To develop in countries with less advanced infrastructure and technology habits. In the developed world, we are locked by our habits. We cannot move without having our cell phone with us. We cannot think that we cannot get access to internet. We cannot think to a life without access to computer and so on. Then we are locked by some habits. And I do believe that the promotion of renewable energy technologies in that part of the world when they are not locked by these habits, it might be very much easy. And this, here we see the resistance of some countries to use renewable energies. The leapfrogging in the developing countries, if we want to make an important change, it will require building a local base, local knowledge base, meaning that you need to get technicians, you need to get engineers to build solar plants and so on. You need to get thinkers to make strategies, etc. and so on and so forth. A quantum change will require global organized efforts from a wide range of stakeholders in science and technology transfer, as well as in capacity building and financing, which is, of course, of high importance. Two initiatives that we have launched recently, I will just say a few words about. We have recently launched what we called a Solar Power for African Schools, which is, in fact, an initiative that provides rural schools, particularly in sub-Saharan Africa, with access to electricity. Not only that, if we have access to electricity, we can also get access to internet connection. And this initiative is promoting this. The project has started in five countries, namely Benin, Togo, Mauritania, Madagascar, and Niger. And I hope it will be expanded and expanded in that countries and also extended to other countries. If you look to the case of Africa, because we can question ourselves why that part of the world, we have today around 50% of the children in the developing countries which still go to schools without access to electricity. How you can bridge the gap between those schools that do not have access and those benefiting from access to electricity. And I do believe that this is a social injustice that one has to take it seriously and tackle it in order at least to give the same chance to those living in the rural area, the children living in the rural area, and those living in the city. In sub-Saharan Africa, we have around 69%, this was in one of my previous slides, that of the population that remain without access to electricity, and more than 85 of those living in the rural area do not have access, meaning that the almost 90% of the rural people in Africa do not have access to that. The lack of electricity, of course, impacts the life of children in that part of the world. Now, the second initiative, which we called Rainforest, is how to use UNESCO sites, the Biosphere Reserve sites, as well as the World Heritage sites, as laboratories for the use of renewable energies. We know that in such sites, you have local communities. And most of the time, these sites are protected sites, meaning that we cannot just introduce whatsoever in these sites. And I do believe that using the renewables at least to respond to the energy needs of that local communities in these sites could be of great help to learn about the use of renewables and maybe move toward 100% of renewable energies, at least in the islands that one of my colleagues will talk about. These are the main initiatives that we have launched. In conclusion, let me just conclude by a few words from one of the speeches of the UN Secretary General when talking about energy issues. I quote, "We need a clean energy revolution. We require a radical departure from current practices and existing realities. That's why we are calling for practical and large scale action, bold solutions, economically viable projects and programs, human and institutional capacity development, appropriately funded and managed policies. With this, I thank you.